being in LA, you're surrounded by all kinds of true crime happenings that have happened in your area. I found out only a few years ago that I lived down the street from an abandoned cryogenic facility that had bodies there. In an underground crypt in a cemetery that my shop is literally 5 minutes away from. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo! Yeah! I am so glad to be back, everybody. And of course, in the back of the canoe, steering us down the wretched rapids, is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
How are you doing?
Dude, I'm so tired. I'm so glad you're here to steer. My arms hurt. I worked out real hard today, so I'm so glad you're here to help support me.
Anytime. I love being here. It's an awesome place.
Oh, but in between Cosmo in the back and me in the front, we actually have a special guest today. Ooh. I don't know what the middle person in the canoe does, if I'm being honest. So I imagine
supervising,
entertaining us all is Jackie or Jacqueline Goner.
Hello.
And your Instagram bio says next con event ? Oh, I know. Like, that's it. Nothing else part of that bio there. I don't know when my next con will be. It might be Fan Expo in San Francisco. It might be Anime LA. I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe KatsuCon. Maybe I'll go back to New York.
So I usually love when we have guests because I like to read their Instagram bio because they're like taken off, I guess, by it, or like taken back. Like, what? Oh, no one ever reads that. And I don't know. It's just
I'm excited to update my profile now. So
I need to too. I don't even know what mine says. Aww. But how are you doing?
I am good. I am kind of dealing with a little bit of an allergic reaction to my dog. So I'm actually allergic to one of my dogs. He's a husky, Great Pyrenees, sweetest little boy. But I'm allergic to him and I just groomed him. And so anytime I groom him, I tend to sound like this and I tend to be a little sniffly. And guys get to deal with sexy voice Jackie. It's going to be great.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I didn't even, like, you told me this not even that long ago. Like, girl, my dog, I'm so allergic. I'm like, do you want to come on the podcast?
Yeah, no. Sometimes? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do this. I sounded like a goblin, I think, when I told you about that. And now I'm like, it's like, oh, cool. I am now phased into the sexy era of this vocal change, and I'm here for it. So it's like, you caught me on a good time.
It's like Phoebe from Friends, when she's all like, singing with the deep voice. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's happening right now.
She's pocketing all like the nasty tissues that Monica got sick from her off of and stuff. Oh, am I like, yeah, I don't need to go that far for that. So.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to keep the germs away from us. We want to stay healthy so you can go to those next cons.
Yeah.
But I do have the all-time looming question for you, for everybody that comes on the show, is what is your Delulu? And for most people, they don't know what Delulu is, which is weird. So if you're listening, this is your first time listening, it's something that like makes you feel a little delusional or like runs rent-free in your brain, like something that you just like can't stop thinking about, whether it's positive or negative.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, like what lately has got you in the Delulus?
You know what? Things that run very free in my brain are like just anything true crime. And I know that sounds like so cliche, like, oh, another white girl who likes true crime. How original. Well, you know what? I don't care. It lives rent free in my brain. But like also like being in LA, you're surrounded by all kinds of true crime happenings that have happened in your area. I found out only a few years ago that I lived down the street from an abandoned cryogenic facility that had bodies there, in an underground crypt in a cemetery that my shop is literally 5 minutes away from, that I hike to every single day. Like, I hike around that cemetery. It's actually really, really cool. If you're able to go to it, it's Chatsworth Park South.
Is it cool or is it like cool because they're chill?
Well, didn't we just talk about that with Chrissy?
We did on conspiracy theory episode, but we were talking about like Walt being
cryogenically.
So did you see him on your hike? Or?
No, unfortunately, I don't know where that crypt is. Although I did manage, I went into a bit of a deep dive, not super deep, but will be deep. so I started trying to figure out what information I could find of it. Because I heard all kinds of rumors about it. So it's like, I don't know what's true. I don't know what's actually fact. Because, you know, we always want to go with the facts. We never want to go with what's hearsay or whatever. Although hearsay can be kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of nice to hear the rumor mills, you know, and see what people are running with.
Sometimes it, like, it's what actually hooks you in. And then you actually learn what happened. And then it's like, oh, well, that's still really interesting.
Yeah, how did you first hear about it? That's what I'm like, because I've lived in a couple places in LA, but I've never like Googled the history of any of the places I've lived in, and now I kind of want to.
So where that area is also near where the Manson family lived.
Oh.
So I was looking up like true crime, you know, stuff that happened in the area, and of course I found out about the Manson family, mm-hmm. and then this little tiny blurb of someone talking about how there was an abandoned cryogenic facility that a news crew supposedly went down and tried to do an investigation of these bodies that were abandoned, supposedly abandoned. And yeah, it was quite a thing. It was a very unfortunate event for the cryogenic community.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. But it was the very first cryogenic lab in California. That I know is a fact. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
And apparently it was a 10-foot by 20-foot facility that can only be entered from above. So I'm just like, how do you bring the bodies down and people stay in place? And what did this facility? And apparently there was also no electrical anything. Like there was no insulation,
no power
involved.
No AC.
Nothing. No AC in that box.
And No Wi-Fi.
Not in the 70s or 80s. Nope. This happened in the 70s. Okay. Early 80s.
It's been a minute.
But yeah, this guy apparently just kind of was just taking people's money and just kind of ran off with it.
No, so he scammed people.
He scammed people.
Oh my, so it wasn't even, okay, whoa. So it wasn't even like a legit, like, we're trying to do this thing, we're testing it.
He just like that's what it started out with.
Okay.
And then I think maybe he was overwhelmed, maybe, like, because to run and maintain an operation like that constantly, I feel like, that just takes, that. I don't know hardly anything about cryogenics. I have to disclose that.
Same. I know nothing.
But I know kind of like just the basics. It's like, okay, you have a body that's frozen. People consent to this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So that way they can be defrosted.
Right, eventually.
Typically for a cure for whatever disease that they might have or whatever. That's typically the common reason.
I didn't even think about that. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's... I guess that's what happened with a bunch of bodies that happened.
Dang.
And yeah, I live down the street from one of those. And that's just crazy. And I didn't know, like, and I would hike near the mausoleums mm-hmm. that are over in, not like in the cemetery, because the cemetery is like right behind or right in front of like this hiking trail mm-hmm. that I always hike my dogs around. And it's like, oh, wow, I've just been walking around here. No, and like, it does not bother me that I'm walking around like, oh, these are dead people. But wait a second. There's an underground crypt and it had dead people. And they've been removed.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've been removed. I don't know what became of the facility. I did find a 200-ish or so page dissertation of somebody who basically did an insane deep dive of the entire incident.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. I was on like two flights that were both like about 4 or 5 hours. I did not take the opportunity to just read. I wanted to sleep. So I chose sleep. Mm-hmm. It was very necessary. I'm glad I chose sleep. But maybe I'll find like some kind of chat app or something that can just like, while I'm on the treadmill, like, hey, let's play this. Because I don't know.
Because 200 pages is a lot.
200 pages is a lot. It's a lot.
But like, okay. If I was one of those people, I would haunt that scammer for the rest of his life.
Oh, absolutely.
To be like, you took my money and you left me in the ground to rot in the ice chamber. Like, I would so be a ghost and haunt that guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm like, the last thing I want to do is be frozen. That I feel like would be sucky. Because it's like.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it?
I don't think I could do it, you know? I'd be one, too claustrophobic. If I woke up, I'd just be like, what the heck? I mean, if you're gonna coffin, I'd rather just, you know, put me in a box, burn me, cremate the heck out of me, mm-hmm. and then, you know, do whatever you want with my ashes, make a diamond out of me or throw me in the ocean. I don't care.
Okay.
Like, what do you care when you're dead? When you're dead. You're
yeah.
Dead. I want to be put in an Etch-a-Sketch.
You want to be in an Etch-a-Sketch?
I
want
to be in several
Etch-a-Sketch. Oh, that is several, actually really cool.
Several Etch-a-Sketches to give out to my friends.
You could be a haunted Etch-a-Sketch. I can't say Etch-a-Sketch, apparently.
It's like, it just says, like, subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Cosmos show.
All my friends. All my friends can you know, play with me whenever they want.
Oh dear. Oh, dear, Stepbro. I don't know about that.
Oh, that's great.
You can twist my knobs and make a picture.
It's so interesting because, like, all of my friends that I've talked to about, like, what would you do when you, like, what do you want to be done with your body, with your remains when you pass away? And I've never, like, really fully thought, like, what I would personally do. But I've got a friend who wants to be turned into, like, a record. So that way you could, like, play a song. I don't know what song. But I know somebody, like you said, who wants to be, like, jewelry or a diamond. And I just haven't, I don't know yet. Like, I definitely don't think I want to be buried. Because I feel like that's such a waste of, like, Mother Nature and, like, the planet. Like, it can't be good for the Earth to be buried.
They've got these pods now. They got these, like, weird biodegradable pods that you can put your body in. And it turns into some kind of, like, tree or something like that.
Oh, that would be kind of cool, though.
I like that.
Yeah, and then you're part of the tree, and then the tree lives until someone cuts it down.
I was gonna say until someone chops you down, so that way they can build a home.
Or a dog comes around and piss on it.
Oh, see, I wouldn't mind that. That's part of the great circle of life. That's so. Yeah, I haven't. But I would be mad if my expectation was like, I want to be frozen in this thing. I want to hopefully come back, and then. You know, sure as heck, this guy just like, see ya, thanks for the 10 G's.
Yeah, yeah. No, dude made a lot of money off of it.
Yeah.
I don't know the details, like, I vaguely remember his name. Like, it's been a while since I've looked all this up. But yeah, there's so much that has happened all over. Yeah. And then if you go just like, I think it's like maybe a couple miles down the road from that cemetery, there's the house where, you know who Judith Barcy is?
I don't think so.
So she was a child actress.
Oh.
And she was murdered by her dad. She was the voice of Ducky.
Yes, I do know this. Yes.
So she was the voice of Ducky from Land Before Time and Marie from All Dogs Go to Heaven. Two incredibly important childhood, you know, movies for me. And so when I found out about this, I was like, oh my god, this is awful. And then I find out, wow, I drive by her house almost all the time.
Really?
She's in this neighborhood that's not far from where the underground facility is for the abandoned cryogenic facility is. So it's all over. It's all over the valley.
Interesting. I might have to like look up.
Yeah, definitely look up like where you can find like true crimes in your area. It's like, oh, there was a murder here. That's just very interesting. And of course, you know, always be respectful of, you know, the dead. Be respectful of people's privacy. Like,
for sure.
That house that Judith Barcy and her mom were murdered in by her scum piece of shit of a father. That house still stands.
Wow, really?
Because you know that, like, he shot both of them and then burned their bodies. And and the only reason why they found out about that was because, when he burned his bodies, that's when he shot himself. And so, you know, paramedics, fire department was called, and then they found out about all this stuff. So there was like, I don't know if there was structural damage or if it was cosmetic or whatever, but the house is still the original house. It was just remodeled a little bit and, you know, a new family lives there. So
it should be cheap, right?
Yeah, right. Rent should be real cheap.
I don't know. Some people now kind of like that, you know, hey, this house has got some bones, literally. But yeah, you know, anytime you're looking up these kind of things, please be respectful to, you know, current lives that are affected by these tragedies, of course.
For sure. Yeah, I for some reason remember, I thought it was like he lit the house on fire, but that makes sense that it was the bodies and not the home.
He lit the bodies on fire, and I think it just caught the house, the rest of the house.
That's so awful.
Damn. I know. I love doing a podcast where we're all sad and
going, oh!
I know.
It's really interesting because, like, I watched the Menendez brothers.
Yeah, that's going on right now. Yeah,
the Ryan Murphy one, which by the time this comes out is probably not as, like, popping as it is in this moment. But it's so crazy watching, like, these documentaries and, like, true crime that it's not far away from where we're at. Like, yeah. It's like, two neighborhoods away. I mean, not the Menendez brothers specifically. But, like, it's really not that far that these things are happening. No. And, like, I'm from Minnesota where that stuff rarely happens. So to now kind of be living amongst all of this, like, true crime history, I'm like, I'm going to get more locks on my doors.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would say Southern California being, like, you know, a whole area of, like, a lot of transplants. And mind you, I'm originally from Northern California. I'm not terribly far from Southern California originally. You do get some pretty interesting characters. But, like, even in Minnesota, there are tons of true crime that happened there. Maybe not in more recent. There could be recent true crime. But there's also, like, if you look up stuff that happened, like, in the 1800s, the early 1900s, you will find just a plethora of things. But they're, like, so, I guess they're just not as, what's the word, prominent.
Yeah.
As certain, like. Because, like, I mean, like, for example, like, when somebody gets kidnapped and if they're a white, attractive woman, they get so much more attention than, say, you know, a black person or basically a person of color. And when you actually do dig up those crimes that happen to people who are of a minority group, you will see so much shit and how horrible, like, you, as bad as it is. As how much, as bad as, you know, women, crimes against women are being handled. Theirs is so much worse. Like, cops just don't care, especially back then. Sorry, I'm going on a, like, a weird tirade.
No, this is, like, exactly what we have the show for, is, like, hearing what runs rampant in people's minds. And I think you really hit the nail on the head that, like, sure, yes, me growing up in Minnesota, it doesn't seem like there were a lot of, like, crime things happening around me. But I also was a child, so I wasn't, like, on the internet looking up, like, was somebody murdered near me? You know, like, it just...
Oh, my God, that's cute.
Well, you know, like, we try to keep it a little PG here.
That's true. That's right.
But, yeah, I wasn't exactly, like, looking up those things. I didn't start, like, looking up true crime and, like, really being interested in it till I became, like, a young adult.
Yeah.
And even then, like, I tried not to watch too much of it because it does kind of freak me out. And I get very,
taxing.
Yeah, like, I spiral a lot with thoughts. So it's
same.
Like, it's
cancers.
Yes. Yes.
I'll just tell you guys this. Dara and I have a common thing about us. We spiral. Mm-hmm. We will overthink and we will just hyper-focus on something, and sometimes we just got to take a step back. Remember, hey, we're cancers. We're here. Mm-hmm. We're very emotional little creatures, and yeah. So, anyway, just letting you guys know.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I think some people put a lot of weight into, like, zodiac signs, and, like, some people don't at all. And, like, I like to think it's, like, kind of fun. You know, it's, like, a fun thing. But it is funny that we've talked multiple times being, like, man, why do I cry so much? And you're, like, why do I cry so much? And I'm, like, cancer. Like, we have those little, like, check-ins of, like, yeah, I'm emotional. It's all good.
Like, I can tell you so many times, it's, like, there was something that I was just, like, super emotional about, and I'm, like, I was very frustrated, and I just cried, and I was just, like, oh, I feel like such a kid. And then it's like, no, honey, you're just a cancer. Don't worry. Like, and then the word itself is just like, oh, no, dang.
I'm a cancer.
I feel like all the zodiac signs have a support group of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When it comes to Aquariuses, they're like a few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
And not even like astrology is like, oh, they always paint a picture of Aquarius as being like aloof.
Yep.
Elusive,
yeah.
On their own, loners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah. I'm not. I like my alone time, but I like to be around people. So I'm like, what the fuck?
I feel like that's similar with like Scorpios too, because they're very like step aside, let me do my thing, unless they're like using you to manipulate you. But also, you know, it's tough to say because just because you were born in a certain month at a certain time doesn't mean you're gonna fall under this magic umbrella of like a zodiac sign and like their attributes and like things, their patterns that they have. But it is really funny to recognize that like, oh, cancers are very emotional. And then all of a sudden you clock all the times like, oh, that explains why I was like so filled with this like emotion and these thoughts, because it is an attribute of Cancer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think Aquarius, maybe you need to be like you need to start the Facebook group, or, yeah, you know, be the change you want to see on the internet for Aquarius.
I just want a better sign besides two wavy lines.
You know, ours is 69.
It's a crap,
people
too.
People just look at it and they're like, nice. Like, okay, well, I'm glad you think it's nice.
Yeah. Nice. I wouldn't mind being a Scorpio just for the fact of getting that tattoo to my back. That'd be cool, Scorpion.
You can still do it.
I'm not. My parents were Scorpios.
I mean,
my parents were both Scorpios.
I'm like, really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My parents are Geminis. I think both of them are Geminis.
Nice.
They're both Leos.
I'm surrounded by Geminis.
Ugh. Except for me.
Except for you.
My parents.
The only other Cancer that I am actually around really is, or like growing up, was my twin sister. Mm. I have a twin sister. I am the older twin by like 5 minutes. Yeah. She was almost born on the 23rd of July, because we're on the cusp. Oh. And that would have made her a Leo, which would make tons of sense about my sister.
Oh my gosh. If your sister is watching, subscribe.
Yeah. If your sister's watching, please subscribe, share, like, do all the things.
Do all the stuff.
Yeah. No, it's funny how I get along with certain people. Like, I get along with Geminis just fine. Mm-hmm. I think that's because of my mom and my dad. Mm-hmm. My brother, let's see, he was born early December. Oh, gosh. What's an early December? Is that Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know. I only know the the summer months.
Chrissy would know.
Yeah, I'll do some research. Chrissy would know. This is how well-tuned I am with the Zodiac.
Yeah. I dated a Cancer for 12 years.
Sagittarius is early December.
All right. Nice.
Early December. There you
go. I have no idea what a Sagittarius is. I just know that typically Sagittarius and Cancers aren't a great mix. Or am I thinking of Aquarius? I don't know. We need Chrissy in here to tell us our horoscopes.
I feel like Sagittarius are the ones that like to travel.
Are they very fiercely independent? Boy. And we're very fiercely homebodies.
Let me see.
Hence our blankies.
Multi-hyphenated entertainers of the Zodiac, gifted and interested in everything from comedy to acting to songwriting. So they're like really artsy.
Oh, dope. I love that. My brother is not that, though. He is not that at all.
Oh.
He's a very sweet guy. He's he has a family, loves being a dad, very nurturing, very very thinking kind of guy. I guess that could be it. But I wouldn't say he's creative. He likes to fish. He likes to, you know.
Hmm.
Do things with his family, and that's okay. Great. No hate or anything like that. I think that's awesome. Actually, you need more men like that. That's a masculine man right there.
There you go. Who likes his family? Mm-hmm. But I want to bring it back to like true crime for a hot second, because we're talking about Cancer and true crime. How does it not like affect you and make you have nightmares at night? Because like I can't even go through like a haunted house without being like scared, like hands over my eyes, looking down. Like I'm so terrified of stupid things.
I just laugh. I just start laughing. Really? Oh, yeah. No, I used to do that, too.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't look at anything. I don't like it when people jump out. I don't like jump scares like horror films. I generally don't like most horror films because they're too gory. I don't like someone being gutted or anything like that. I like thrills. I like thriller ones, but not gory ones. Mm-hmm. But I like at a haunted house, the kinds that are like, it's like, I can't enjoy this. I'm just like constantly looking down. So now it's like, I'm just going to laugh at them. And it works for some reason with me.
Wow.
I just laugh. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Oh my God, I'm not dead yet. You know? So that's how I cope with it. The last 10 years, I've been to like maybe 2 haunted houses, and that's all I did. I just started laughing because it's like, okay, I don't look scared. I just look fucking crazy. And I'm down for that.
But then they leave you alone.
They generally do leave you alone. They're like, this bitch won't stop laughing at me. What's wrong with her? I'm like, plenty.
let me list the ways. What's funny to me is that, like, I'm so self-aware that it's like they can't touch you, one. Mm-hmm. And two, like, it's pretend. There's no part of it that's real. But as soon as I get in there, I can't. I don't know what. I think it's like past trauma is what I've put it on. But maybe we need to do like a spooky something together and what, then you can teach me.
Oh my God. Okay. So have you ever heard of those ones where they, this was like in the before times. I don't think they've done it since. But remember when they would do those like, those spooky experiences where they could touch you and they can make you do like weird things or whatever. And then there was like, it was very controversial.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I remember they, at one point someone had to shave their head or something like that. It was just, people got like hurt, whatever.
Whoa. Yeah.
And I'm just like, who agrees to these things? But some people really, really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would be laughing at that.
No, I know what you're talking about. There was one where it was like a filmed experience, but it wasn't for like a reality TV show. It was like for this guy's like YouTube channel. He had like a haunted house in the middle of like nowhere. Like this wasn't LA. This wasn't like a big Miami, Florida thing. It was like North Carolina or something. Yeah. And they had like this huge haunted house that like if you made it through it, you got a prize, but no one had made it through because like they make you walk on like a bed of nails and they make you sign this like 10-page release form that you won't sue them. And then there was one person that had to like shave their head and it was a whole
wow.
No thank you. No thank you.
Not into it. Like happy for you if you are. No judgment. That's great. I love that for you. There's
kink for everyone.
There's a kink for everyone. There's a pot for every pan, or what is it? Like there's a lid for every pot or something like that. I can't remember. But yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Cooking euphemism.
Cooking euphemism. Speaking of.
I was going to say, speaking of cooking.
Speaking of. I know this is going to air a lot later, but.
Go for it.
But I have a cooking show that just aired today. I'm not going to say when. You guys can do the research yourself. But we shot a cooking, a few cooking episodes. The first one is Apples and Pear Clafoutie. And I am cooking. I'm in a friend's kitchen. And I've like, anytime I've watched football, like at his place or whatever, I'm always like cooking something in there. And so, so yeah, I was like, I felt very comfortable cooking there. So I just came in, we shot, it was like not scripted or anything. I literally just go in and bake whatever the hell I want. And
that's awesome.
For the first episode, we did apples and pear clafoutie. And then I think I did like another one, twat waffles.
Yes.
Twat waffles.
There you go.
Like, what's a twat waffle? Wow.
You better go watch.
You better go watch. It's a lot of fun.
It's kicking ass right now.
I'm very happy.
It's so good.
Very happy with it's been I've been getting a lot of questions about it too. People just are like, "What's oh my god, I didn't know you can bake, so wifey." And I'm like, "Forever single, bitch."
So just for those of you that are listening or watching, it is a sub segment on the Cosmo Network. And what is it called again?
It's called Jackie's Kitschy Kitchen.
Yeah, so it's on YouTube. You can literally go and watch it right now. I've seen the episode because I got a little like sneak preview, and it's so cute and so entertaining. So be sure to check it out after this episode because it's so fun. Like, it's just something like unique and different, and it's so great to see you like playing and doing something fun and like really putting yourself out there.
We should play and do something fun.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Oh well, first of all, cooking.
Yeah, which I don't do, but
no, but like, I mean, I do it, like, I don't do it on the regular, but I fucking love doing it. I'm not the best at it. I'm not great at it. I just like doing it. And I made so many mistakes on every single episode that I've shot so far.
A blooper reel? Is that what I heard?
Yep.
Yeah, something the behind-the-scenes stuff. I have no idea what's in the behind-the-scenes stuff. Do we have a behind-the-scenes stuff?
We have some plans for the Patreon, so people have to go to the Patreon and see those behind-the-scenes and some other Jackie's Dungeon.
Jackie's what?
Dungeon? I don't know what to call it.
Let's just say there's going to be a storyline.
Okay.
We're just feeling out the first couple episodes. I will be involving you, of course.
Yeah.
I'll be involving Chrissy. I'll be involving Cosmo. I'll be involving everybody from the Cosmo show. It'd be great to involve Vera.
Yes, Vera.
Who's also part of, Mariah?
Mariah
would be great. Do you want to involve like as many people as possible? But there is going to be a little storyline, so there will be eventually scripted. So
okay, cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Like, this is, it's so cool seeing my friends, like, work within the community, but then also, like, really put time into YouTube. Because for the longest time, I mean, I have had friends, but not a lot of people that really worked on YouTube. And it created kind of, like, not a divide, but it definitely was hard for me to find other creators to collaborate with.
Yeah.
And that is, like, the ecosystem of YouTube. It's, like, if you want to grow, you got to collaborate with people that are already on the platform. Because, like, if you keep just bringing on people to your YouTube channel that don't have a YouTube channel, you're not really, like, mixing audiences that have similar interests in mind. So I'm really excited that you're on YouTube with this channel.
No, absolutely. It's been a while since I've actually been a regular on YouTube. In fact, I used to be on Smosh for a hot minute actually.
What? Whoa. On Smosh?
Yeah, back in 2011. Actually, a lot of people would know me from as Princess Zelda in the Zelda rap video.
In the Zelda rap video,
I was Princess Zelda. I was, I didn't sing, just so you guys know. I didn't sing the part. I always get a lot of praise for that. I'm like, gosh, that's not my voice. That's Cresta Rhea Tabaranza. She's amazing.
Oh my God.
Go give her love. But I was also Princess Zelda for a bunch of their other videos. I was a whole assortment of other characters, from 2011 to, oh gosh, very regular 2011 to maybe 2012, 2013. And then here and there up until like 2015 or something like that. I don't know. I'd have to check the dates.
Wow.
It's been a long time. Been over 10 years or That's almost so 10 cool. years. Yeah.
Wow. So did you like help write the scripts or the
scenes?
No.
I don't know.
You were just
that.
A hired actor.
I was a hired actor. Actually, how it started was the first episode that I was on was called I'm Naked. And I know, right? Sounds just in line with like just... You know, with exactly right up my alley. But it was actually Ian and Anthony who were naked. And how it goes, like, I was just cast to be the hot girl in there that shows up and just says, like, oh, my God, why are you naked? And, yeah.
Wow.
It's a fun, cute little, quick little fun video that they did. And
That's
then
so cool.
They liked me a lot and they kept bringing me back. I was their bikini girl for their food battle 2011, 2012, one of those two. I don't remember the year.
Mm-hmm.
I made a bunch of costumes for them as well. I made their Link and Ganondorf costumes for the Zelda rap video and for like any of the future Zelda related videos.
Mm-hmm.
I made a couple Pokemon costumes for them. I made Anthony's, the Assassin's Creed 3 music video. I made his costume for that.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun. They're great. They're wonderful people. Can't say how much I fucking love them. I miss them. I'd love to work with them again. But they have their own, like, dead set cast and they're great. They're fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say Amanda like is one of my favorite Smosh actors. Who else? Tommy's also hilarious. Of course Ian and Anthony your originals. I freaking love them.
Yeah, that's like when Smosh was like big in their heyday. Like they're still big now.
Yeah.
But that was like the golden era of YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was when like you were on their
huge.
Yeah.
Huge
like that's before the adpocalypse. That was like wow.
I used to watch The Nerdist, man. The Nerdist is what got me hooked to like you can actually make it look professional.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
also that's back cool. then you like there was more organic growth. Mm-hmm. Like now it's like it's so difficult to grow on any platform and mm-hmm. especially YouTube because it's so established.
Well that's also why I wanted to make like a family.
Mm-hmm.
Like a family on YouTube, which is like there's things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
A talk show, a reaction show, and a cooking show.
And actually that's what Smosh did and they're thriving. They're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you a lot from the bottom of my heart, Stepsis, for joining the Cosmonaut Network. Oh, no, I'll come up with a name of it later.
The family.
The family, yeah.
The tribe.
The Umbrella Network.
The Umbrella.
No, not the Umbrella Corporation. No, we don't want that.
The T-Virus.
Or do we?
Like, so, Cosmo, question for you.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time?
34.
Oh, I didn't get the 30. All right.
Oh,
I did the 30, but we're...
Oh, I must have missed it because the light's in the way. Yeah. So, Jackie, where can everybody find you on social media? Where can they give you some love?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
It's so funny. Promoting myself is like the worst thing that I'm good at. I'm not good at it at all, but
that's okay.
Instagram under Jacqueline Goner, TikTok, Jacqueline_Goner, Twitter, X, whatever it is these days. I'm not that active on there though. Mm-hmm. But Jackie Goner, if you're interested, Facebook, if you're a boomer, happy go Jackie. I still list it every now and then.
Yeah.
I grew very organically on that one way before, when my Witchblade went crazy viral, back in 2012.
Uh-huh.
People found out what my real name was.
And oh, no.
Oh, no. It was fine. It was fine. But that's why I have such a huge following, because, I don't post anything on there anymore. Instagram, TikTok. Holy heck. I'm like,
yeah, no, blank. I think you got all of them.
I got all the PG ones.
Unless you got Pinterest YouTube. Or there you go, YouTube.
I'm not active on YouTube. I just,
you have a YouTube channel, but you don't use it.
I used to post videos a long time ago. And then I was like, oh, maybe I can do reviews and stuff. And I tried doing that and I just couldn't keep up with it. So.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. I also co-own a cosmetic company. So it's
there you go.
Yeah. Personal care products. How do I have time to go on YouTube? Of course I do. No, I don't.
It's so tough to time manage between all the platforms.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But you can definitely check her out on the Cosmo Network, where she has her very own show, like we talked about earlier, Jackie's Kitschy Kitchen. So be sure to go check it out. Watch a couple episodes. Leave a comment saying you found her from the Dulu Canoe. It would be super awesome sauce. And don't click away too far, because we are going to be doing a Patreon exclusive where you all sent in questions, deep, dark dive questions. For Jackie. So be sure to check out the Patreon. We have some free episodes. If you do join and just want to consume some free content, go check it out. We also do have a low tier that's only $5 that gives you access to probably at this point 30 episodes if you want to know more about our guests. So be sure to go check it out. Check out Cosmo from the Cosmo Network. Subscribe to his channel as well. And we will see all of you Dulu Canoe riders in the next upload. Stay Dulu, because then all of your dreams come true. Yeah.
Yeah.